Welcome to the Yorkfield Public Library Board of Trustees meeting, March 10th. Can I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Garcia.
Here.
Mix.
Here.
Bird.
Here.
Schumacher.
Here.
Edmund.
Here.
Bisola.
Here.
Milchewski.
Here.
Gatz is absent. And Forrestal.
Here.
Thank you.
Recognition of our visitors. We have our friends of the library. And we have...
Kathy Murphy.
Kathy Murphy.
And this is Christopher Miller.
And Christopher Miller. Thank you. Any amendments to the agenda? Nope. And we have a new board member, Ms. Valerie Bird.
Yeah.
And we will now take her oath of office. If you could stand. And do you have the in front of her?
She has.
Okay. And
stand. Okay.
Thank you.
We're,
and you
we're
just
much
more formal a little bit now.
What? No judges.
Yeah.
No, no.
Yeah. Yeah, just read the oath of office.
Okay. You want me to just say it out loud?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Illinois, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of the Yorkville Public Library Trustee according to the best of my ability.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Do we have any presentations?
No.
Approval of the minutes, if we can look at the minutes from our Finance Committee meeting from February 10th, and as well, yes, and then the Board Trustees regular meeting. Make a motion that we approve the Finance Committee meeting from February 10th as presented, as well as the Board of Trustees meeting on February 10th as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes. Mix.
Yes.
Bird.
Yes.
Schumacher.
Yes.
Kedman.
Yes.
Pisola.
Yes.
Milchewski.
Yes.
Forrestal.
Yes.
And Garcia.
Yes. And do we have any correspondence, Shirley? Public comment. Okay. Friends of the Library report.
I don't have a lot to report this time. Just a couple things. First of all, our membership is going up. Every year it goes up. And I don't have the exact number because some of the memberships are two people, husband and wife. But it's probably at least 80. And not everyone is active, but they support the library with their membership anyway. So I just wanted to tell you that. It's pretty impressive. There's a lot of people.
Yeah.
So the other thing is, did anybody here attend the Tablescape fundraiser last year in this room?
I did not. No.
Do you know what it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I shouldn't say we, because this is not a Friends of the Library production. However, we are volunteering and helping out with it. It's on Saturday, April 5th, from 10 to 3. In this room, and there will be, there'll be 11 theme tables, all decorated fancy, based on a book that each of the participants choose. And I didn't get to come last year, but I think I'm going to try to come and see them because it's pretty amazing and pretty clever. Each person that does a table has a designated charity, and the money that they raise, I don't know how it works exactly, but evidently there's a vote involved, and charities will, some of them will get some money. I don't know. Am I saying it right?
So half of the proceeds
will go to the library.
Come to the library, and the other half go to each of the individual tables that get votes.
Oh, the charitable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's a list of charities. There are several pages in different places online, including on Facebook, that have some information, but it's from 10 to 3 on Saturday, April 5th. So I don't really have anything else. I don't think I'm missing anything.
Just
an opinion to tell people. The programs here are really getting good, really top-notch. So make sure that you tune into that and see what's going on, because there might be something that really catches your interest.
Unless you want to talk about the committee that's they're forming to talk about the future of mini golf.
Oh, okay. There was a lot of discussion after mini golf this year about how much work it is. Some of the jobs are not pleasant to do, like go out and ask for sponsors especially. And so there is a little discussion that started about, and there is a team of people that have gotten together that will get together from the Friends and talk about what we could do to maybe make it better, should we make any changes, to kind of get information from anyone involved and see if we can make it better. Am I explaining it right?
Yeah, I mean, it's been the same people, same volunteers, mm-hmm. and it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Sure, you know,
yeah.
Well, you've been part of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And the volunteers are getting kind of burnt out,
sure.
and so they're looking to see if they can refresh it or maybe look into other ways for fundraising.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Thank
Sounds
you.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Thank
so,
you.
So that's all I have, unless anyone has any questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Kathy.
No staff comment, and so we will have the report of our treasurer.
Okay. If you notice on the list, we do have one large bill for the general services, $142,209. Of course, that is art show.
Chiller.
That is not the total cost, Shelly, that is only, but the cost so far. So that was the second part of the news they go on. All right, so I don't know if anybody has any questions. It's pretty straightforward. No questions? Then I entertain a motion to approve the bill list as presented. In the amount, total bills paid in the amount of $166,173.25. Payroll in the amount of $40,254.89 for total disbursements of $206,428.14.
Second. Roll call.
Yes. Byrd?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Bisola?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
And Mix?
Yes.
Report of our director.
Well, as Jackie said, Oak Brook Mechanical was here, set the chiller. They still have to come back and perform the startup. They have done a few jobs as well as far as piping and that. I reached out to our facilities manager from the city because I wanted to give an update today, and he said that it should be by the end of the month. That they're waiting for warmer weather is what he said. Today was pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
But so it's very soon. It's
okay.
Very soon. I received a call from ADS on the 19th of February. An alarm on our fire panel was going off, and we had a belly fire come in, and they determined it was a bad resistor in a strobe, so they made the appropriate repairs and put the panel back online. We had our quarterly pest control application performed for the library, and I can't remember if I told you this last month or not. We had 30 people apply for the part-time position at the library. We ended up interviewing 5 and hired 2 candidates. One of them worked for the Parks and Rec preschool, and the other has come from the corporate world. She will have to go through the background check, and that the other that was working for the preschool, because she worked for them less than a year ago, we don't have to retain those. Mm-hmm. So that's great, and she'll be able to start this Saturday. Yeah, young college girl, and so she wants to do Saturdays, which is huge for us. So, yeah. Let's see here. We have our LTA student from the College of DuPage. She's been shadowing our managers in each of the departments. She's finished with circulation, and now she's starting in technical services, so she's learning how to process the books and from start to finish, from ordering to putting them out onto the shelves. And she'll learn about repair and that as well. She has a couple projects that she's needing to do for her class, so I've been helping her with that. This was a recap of the Friends of the Library mini golf fundraiser. We had 645 people attend the event. That was down from last year. And the Friends collected $3,100 in sponsorship and almost $1,900 in ticket sales. And raffles ticket sales were $2,700 for a total of almost $8,000. The city is still working on the line item details of the RFP for our LED lighting upgrade project. So hope to have that next month. Okay. If not, that would be May. Kathy talked about the tablescape. The police department held a blood drive here last month, and they had 31 people donate blood, which was more than they had anticipated, which was great. And we were told that that saves or impacts the lives of 93 people.
Wow.
So, and they already have it scheduled for next year as well. And just a friendly reminder to file your statement of economic interest with the county clerk. Those are due before May 1st to avoid any penalties. So if you need the link or anything, just reach out to me and I can resend it to you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And then over there, I don't know if anybody else had trouble. I had trouble with the link on my phone. Did anybody? I ended up just going to their site and finding it. It was weird.
I could do it on my computer last year, but I couldn't do it on my phone for whatever reason. I don't know if there's...
That's kind of what I ran into.
Yeah.
Sometimes
it doesn't
work on my phone.
Yeah.
Didn't either?
But you can... Yeah, the computer.
Maybe they have it, but you do it from the computer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that was our report from our director. Our city liaison is not here. Standing committees. We did have a finance committee meeting today, and our chairman would give a report update.
We did have a discussion, and to discuss it amongst all of us, we had to go into executive session. So I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session for the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of a specific employee of the public body or legal counsel for the public body. Or against legal counsel for the public body to determine its validity.
Second.
I want to include Marlos in it, and there may be action taken.
Second. Yes. Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Pesola?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Mix?
Yes.
And Bird?
Yes.
Okay. So, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay, so now we're out of executive session. We will move on to unfinished business, discussion of the approval of the fiscal year budget.
So the Finance Committee, we did some discussions over the salary and wages line item, and we would like to increase that.
And do
so we'd like to write 3,372,594 dollars. So, with that being said, I don't know.
Do we have time?
Yeah. If you approve it for our next meeting, I mean, would you want to run it or keep it as amended?
You could prove it.
I mean, we could approve it as a budget.
We've done that before.
Because of the benefit lines and taxes going to change as well.
Yeah, it's just a case of change.
So then we won't approve it.
Okay. So I think we should just table the approval until our next meeting.
Okay. Next item, unfinished business, is discussion approval of library service policy. This was something that we looked at, was it last month?
Yeah.
Which one?
So, what's in green on your packet is new. So, the red and yellow were from last month.
Okay.
Okay. So, the first thing is that we took from the circulation policy that you approved, and you wanted to move three items onto this policy. So that's the solicitation petitioning, the fundraising, and the bulletin board and exhibits. So that starts on page
five.
So that's just moved. Everything, all the wording stayed the same. We just moved it.
Okay.
That was the only change on that.
H.
And then okay. H is new, but we're going to discuss that in new business because
okay.
It wasn't on here.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
So we won't approve that one just yet until we do the
final. Yeah, we can approve it when we do H.
When we do H. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then the next one would be the discussion approval of the internet policy.
Yes. So this one, I made a phone call to our attorney. We sent him some emails about is there a legal age for children that can be left unattended in the library. And he said there is no legal age for minors, but he has seen it range from 7 to 14. And his recommendation was to stay at or above 10. And I believe you guys talked about 11 last month. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So he says, unfortunately, some libraries struggle with this as parents try to drop their kids off at the library and treat it as daycare.
Okay.
So with that, he also, I'm not sure I'm reading that right. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That's going back to the
this one. Okay.
House.
Sorry. Oh, I was like, I don't see it.
I am so sorry.
Okay.
So the old policy starts on page 20.
Yes.
And the new policy. 21.
So this is the same from the last month.
Yeah. And in red is the changes.
Okay.
So it will be children under 11. Mm-hmm. And he also commented on page 22 that I had put
25 minutes.
On page 22, he had commented about the 25 minutes. And he says that you can set your own limits, and he says it's common at 15 minutes, so.
That sounds.
Let's do that.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do the 15, shall we?
Okay.
a long, 25 minutes is a long time for
it
a week.
For staff to stay.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Kelly, on page 21, just children under 11, the very first bold, says children under the age of 11 may not be left unattended. Can you get rid of the comma after 11?
Yeah.
Thank you. Sorry.
You did it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you.
I'm sure you don't love it.
Well, I do.
But sorry. I understand why you put it there, but I think it's necessary.
Oh, and I wanted to address something that I had said last meeting. On page 10, this big blue X.
Yeah.
Yes.
That,
oh, yes.
Okay, let me explain that. That is, these were the rules dating before me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when we did, when I redid these in the yellow, I wanted to bring back point number 11, but I did not take out that aligns with Illinois state law.
Okay. Right.
That did not come from the attorney.
Okay. So you took it out.
Okay, that's
okay.
What
we were
talking. Yeah.
Where did
it
right.
come from?
Yes.
You know?
I don't know.
Okay.
That was
prior.
Prior to.
Yes.
So all that is gone, and then everything in yellow is what we have.
Yep. So, and then what's in yellow is just reformatted. Nothing's been removed from the previous, with the exception of number 22, with the following the CDC guidelines.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just cleaned up, and some
yes.
of them are combined.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's what I wanted to point out on.
Okay.
Thank you.
I know. A lot of revisions. So now we can go back to the internet policy.
Okay. So now, okay, internet policy.
That was all of the changes.
Okay. So the library service policy.
Well, we need to approve this.
Which one?
Not until
we do the camera and the photographing and recording policy.
Yes.
So we'll approve it after that.
Yes.
We can probably approve this one.
Because we're back in internet
policy. Okay, so same thing here. The yellow and the red were from last month. The green is the new. And I had reached out to the attorney as well to ask about if the library needs to require permissions for parents before posting photos on the internet.
Yes.
And he says, I generally treat this as an opt-out. See my revisions on the policy.
Okay.
So,
it's the green.
Yes, thank you. So this is what was added. And this was taken, this double star is taken from the photograph and recording policy that we're going to talk about.
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm also including it in this policy.
Right.
You sure? Yeah.
So I guess we can't okay this policy either until we,
until we
talk
have
about
it.
That. So we'll just okay them all at the end.
At the end. Okay. So now that we've done the unfinished business, we'll move to the new business, which is actually approving the photography and recording policy.
Okay. So this is new. This is a new policy that...
first packet,
yep.
Page
23. That we have not had before. So it speaks to...
Page 23.
Just how we treat photography and videos in the library. We are a limited public forum, so it is allowed.
Yes.
There are certain areas where it's not allowed. Bathrooms and staff areas.
Sure. Specifically. And if it's a commercial, if there are, it's a commercial photography, mm-hmm. then they need to get permission.
Okay.
Like a week in advance.
Okay.
And that's if they're utilizing tripods and things that kind of obstruct passage for patrons and staff.
Okay.
Yes.
I put this verbiage in here that any individual that does not wish the library to use a photograph or a video of them or their child should inform the library staff member prior to or while such photographs or videos are being taken. Mm-hmm. So the attorney, he liked that wording.
Okay.
Nice
word. That's good.
Is that nice word?
Yes.
Now, some of this was parsed from different libraries different policies as well. So
that's good.
Can I ask a question? Will we have this posted somewhere?
Yes, this is usually posted on our website.
In the front?
We can post it.
Somewhere in the front? Like on the door?
Oh, it was right there.
We do have...
On the door.
A sign that says video surveillance. We could post something about that.
Okay. That would be good.
I can post this right here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Whenever there's also a program that they have to register for, or that disclaimer is also on every single
register.
Okay. They have to let us know.
Yes.
It's not electronic.
Right.
Okay. Oh, so it would be this again.
They would have to let us know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, I don't know if you guys have had a chance to look at it, if you have any questions about it.
I'm a little confused about what's in red.
Yeah.
Well, permission from the library is not
this
required
to take photographs.
It is the responsibility of the photographer to obtain consent, but it says here, basically, consent is not required.
Where?
No, I'm confused.
Well,
that's under the general policy.
I think that's shifting the responsibility off of the library. So that if somebody complains that I didn't give consent for this person to take my picture, we can point to say, per our policy, it's not the library's responsibility to...
This is
it says the library can take photos, videos, or audio recordings. So is the library
This is speaking to
other
outside of the library.
Outside photography.
Okay. All righty. It's confusing wording, I think, but...
The attorney said it was...
Usually their verbiage is a little confusing.
Yep.
It is confusing.
The
attorney.
The attorney verbiage is a little confusing. Yeah, legalese.
Yeah. Thank you.
There's nothing easy about it.
No.
Any other questions on this new policy of photography and reporting, additions, or discussion? Okay, so I make a motion that we adopt the new photographing and recording policy as presented, as well as the corrections made in the library service policy and the internet use policy as presented.
Second.
Can I have a roll call?
Yes. Pesola?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Forrestoff?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Mix?
Yes.
Bird?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
And Hedman?
Yes.
We don't have any further items on our agenda. I make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.